Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explained. Now, the Odyssey Blue from Seed Studio is much more than just a mini PC that would use in, let's say, an office environment. It has several features that make it very, very interesting for a diverse range of different applications, including using it as a router or using like PFSense OpenWRT on it because it has 2 gigabit Ethernet ports. And also it has a built-in Arduino, so a built-in microcontroller, which of course you can program from Windows and Linux. And then you've got the pins, the header pins on that can go out to the real world and control relays and read sensors and whatever it is that you want to do. And then on top of that, it's got a 40 pin Raspberry Pi compatible header that you can program from within Linux, so you can actually get a Linux program to control the pins, and then those pins can also talk to the Arduino because they're separate. The Arduino is actually just a microcontroller built in there, so lots and lots of possibilities. And in this video, I want to look at how you program the Arduino that's built into the Odyssey Blue, and also how you access those 40 GPIO pins. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Here's a quick overview of the Odyssey Blue. It's got an Intel Celeron J4105 as a quad-core processor. It's got the Intel UHD Graphics 600, certainly enough to power a desktop, not something you'd want for gaming, but this is not what this device is planned for. You get 128 gigabyte SSD. In fact, there are 2 M2 slots, and I was able to add a second M2 storage device to my machine, meaning I could make a dual boot PC to boot into Windows off one and into Ubuntu from the other. And also it has dual gigabit Ethernet. So if you are interested in that, I think I'll do a video about how you could use both of those, let's say in PFSense or maybe in TrueNAS or something like that. We'll see something that can use the advantage of having that dual gigabit Ethernet. It's got dual band Wi-Fi, 2.5 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. It can support up to 2 4K displays. And the most important thing for us is it has this built-in Arduino. So as you can see here, it lists 2 important things. You've got an integrated Arduino co-processor. That's the ATSAM-D21. That's a Cortex M0, and that's built in. And you have the pins available on the motherboard. And next to those pins, you also have a Raspberry Pi compatible header of 40 pins, which is accessible directly from Ubuntu. In this case, you can program it directly from inside of the operating system. And so if you see here, you've got the 28-pin Arduino header, and you've also got the 40-pin Raspberry Pi one. And what we're going to do, first of all, is just connect a simple LED circuit to the Arduino pinout. So if you look at the pinout there, you've got D0, D1, D2, all the way down, and also you've got some voltage, 3.3 volts, 5 volts. And what we're going to do is going to connect something from D13, which is pin 27, through an LED, and then back to the ground, which is on pin 28. And then we're going to write an Arduino program to just flash to blink that LED. Okay, so here's a very simple circuit, just an LED and a resistor. We're going to connect the positive side of the LED to D13, pin 27, and then we're going to connect the outside of the coming out from the resistor to the ground, that's pin 28. And now let's go over to the Arduino and actually write a program to make this flash. Okay, so here we are in the Arduino. Now, before we get into the code, we need to add board support for the Cortex M0. It's called a Seed Duino Zero. So what you do is you go up to File. This is the IDE version 2. It's very similar in IDE 1.8. And in here, when it says Additional Board Manager, we need to type in a particular URL. Now, Seed Studio got lots and lots of documentation about their devices, and there's a section here about how you get this board support added. And what you need to do is you need to add in this URL here, which adds those different boards. So what you do is you go to the wiki there that they've got, and then you just basically cut and paste that into Arduino. That will go ahead and start downloading the information about the boards. Then what you do is you go over up to here to Tools, Board. Now we haven't got an AVR board, we've got a Cortex M0 board. So we go to Board Manager, okay? And that will bring up a list of all the boards that are available. And we need to type in as a search here to filter Seed with 3 E's, of course, that's their brand name. And then we need to go down here to where it says Seed SAMD boards by Seed Studio, and we need to click on the install button to get that installed. The IDE will go ahead and download all the things that it needs to install that. Okay, once that's installed, we go up to Tools here, Board. Now you can pick the ones from Seed Studio, and we want the Seeduino Zero. And then finally, we need to actually find its COM port. There you go, automatically picked on COM 6. Of course, there is no cables or anything you need to connect. It actually just is built into the board, and there's a permanent connection there. Now, here's our very simple Blink program. We're doing two things at the beginning here. First of all, we are setting the serial port so we can see things coming out of there. And also, remember, D13, that's where we connected the LED to. We're specifying that's an output. And then here in the loop, what do we do? We print out the loop as we go around, so we can see something coming out the serial port, and we also turn D13 high and then low, which basically means it go on and off, on and off, on and off, and start blinking like that. So let's just compile it and upload it, and it will just compile it, and because, as I say, it's built into the motherboard, it just uploads it onto the SAMD microcontroller there and just starts working. And so here we can see the LED flashing according to this very simple program that we wrote. Okay, now we're going to go over into Linux and see how we can use the 40 pin header to talk to the Arduino and actually get a little circuit going here where Linux talks to the 40 pins and one of the pins talks to the Arduino. The Arduino then does something. We'll talk about it. Let's go over to Linux. Okay, so the Odyssey Blue has a 40-pin GPIO header that's compatible with the Raspberry Pi, so that means the pins are in the same places. And as you can see, it's got a UART, it's got SPI, it's got I2C, and there's also, of course, just general GIO pins, ground pins, and power pins. So what we're going to do is we're going to connect from GPIO 419, which is BCM26, and we're going to connect that through to D6 on the Arduino pinout, so the two can talk to each other. And then we're going to write a little program that can send a message from one to the other by raising the pin high or low. Now, the way you access the GPIO pins is basically by executing some commands on the command line. So you basically need to go into this directory, sys class GPIO. You need to say which pin it is that you're going to start working with. Once you copy that number to the file export, it will create a directory called GPIO and then that number. And then here you can set the direction and set the value. We want to make it an output and we want to make it either 0 or 1. So I've written a little Python program that executes those commands according to a button that I press using Qt Python. Let's have a quick look at that program. So here is the program. Now, most of this is to do with Qt, so I haven't done any videos about this, but it's very easy to write GUI programs using Python Qt. And so here we basically create a button, one that says on. Here we create another button, one that says off. Do a bit of layout stuff so they come up one under the other. And then basically we set up some callbacks. So if you click the off button, it calls the off button was clicked. If you click the on button, it calls the on button was clicked. And those here are just two functions which basically call command line. As we saw here, it echoes one, that means on, to the name of that GPIO pin. And it echoes 0 to the name of the GPIO pin. The GPIO pin is something that's defined hard-coded to be 341 up there. For this program, we'll call it using the other pin that we actually wanted to use. And then basically down here, it just sees what pin you pass in as a parameter. It makes sure that export stuff happens that we just talked about a moment ago, and then it runs the program. So let's just run it, and you'll see it, what it does from a user interface point of view. Okay, so here it is running, and basically it just gives you off and on. And when you do that, it sets that pin high or low on the GPIO pin. So here we are actually accessing this from within Linux. So imagine you can write now any program you like in C, in Rust, in Go, in Python, and you can now start controlling the GPIO pins, the 40 GPIO pins from the Linux side, and they can then also optionally talk to the microcontroller for it to do things. So a lot of possibilities here for doing automation stuff. Of course, this has got access to the network, so you can access through this kind of a gateway. Lots and lots of ideas you could do here. I'm just literally showing you the simplest, which is getting an LED to flash on and off. Okay, let's have a look at the Arduino program. So the Arduino program is very simple, very much like the Blink program, but a thing to note here, is on this D6, we now mark that as an input because we want to see what's coming over from the 40-pin header into the Arduino header. And then basically we got this loop and we set the LED high like we did before and we set the LED low like we did before. But here's the thing, if it reads a D6, if it's high, it delays for 2 seconds. If it is low, it delays for only 200 milliseconds. So basically, by clicking that on and off in that little Python program, I can control whether the LED is blinking quickly or slowly. It's really as simple as that. Okay, let's see it running. So we're going to compile and upload onto the board. This is the Linux version, of course, very similar to what you do on Windows. So one thing to check, though, if you are using IDE version 2 here, I found that you still need to install IDE version 1.8, run the setup scripts, and then run version 2. Otherwise, version 2 seems to have some troubles, and version 2 doesn't include those same setup scripts that you have in 1.8, so I don't know what the story is there. But the way to do it, if you want to run version 2 of the IDE, of the Arduino IDE, then install 1.8 first and run the setup scripts. Okay, so that's up and running. And so let's go to our little program. So as you can see, once we've set this high now, the LED is flashing slowly. So that's a 2 second pause on 2 seconds, off 2 seconds, on 2 seconds, off 2 seconds. And then if we click on off here, that sets that pin low. And so when it reads D6, it's going to be low. It's now going to go for 200 milliseconds, which means it flashes much quicker. And so there you go, showing how you can use Linux to talk to the GPIO pins. The GPIO pins can talk to the Arduino. We use the Arduino software to program the microcontroller. And there we go, a nice little demo up and running. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Gary Explains. And I also have a monthly newsletter. Go over to GaryExplains.com, type in your email address. No spam, but you will get the newsletter. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.